Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. Thank you so much for being with us. So, some of you during the day had already been tweeting me saying, yes, we saw what's happening. We saw that, Gomanda, who is a former mayor of Johannesburg, has left the building. And I said, yes, we remember that because yesterday the ANC committed to it happening today. And you know what? It's always nice when you can say a politician kept their word. ANC Johannesburg spokesperson Masilo Sirikele is on the line with us. Thank you so much for your time, Masilo, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to the KFM listeners.
I must tell everybody that you are one of a few politicians I know who keep their word, and you did it here today.
No, I'm one of the kind. Yeah?
You're definitely one of a kind. And look, you know, you were quite open with us. You were adamant that you were going to be upfront with us. So, you know, how long did that meeting take last night?
We were in the regional executive committee meeting. It didn't take long. Mm-hmm. In fact, just I will not tell you at that particular time, we were having a meeting with Al Jamaa at 9.
Yes.
To finalize the resignation conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we were bold yesterday, knowing that by today Kabelo will resign.
Mm-hmm.
But we're having a meeting at 9:30 somewhere there with the Al Jamaa,
mm-hmm.
and including the president of Al Jamaa, including the mayor himself, and some representative of Al Jamaa.
Mm-hmm.
And we concluded the matter there, and we knew at the ANC that he will resign. That's why you tried very hard to make me to comment on the president.
I had to do what I had to do.
But with the privilege of where I was sitting, I could not. But we knew that ultimately the Al Jamaa will make space for the ANC as part of the negotiations that they've been happening. In fact, the conversation, as I indicated last night, it has been a conversation of over 6 months.
Okay.
Quite unfortunately, when some political parties and some NGOs started now joining in and making the noise that Kabelo should resign, it has been a prolonged process that the ANC has been undertaking with Al Jamaa and with the minority bloc and some of the members of the coalition in the city of Johannesburg. That's why we're very confident that come Friday we'll have an ANC mayor.
So there are a few things that I just want us to touch on quickly. We didn't really go into them yesterday, but the issue of Herman Mashaba's Action SA, they obviously had been quite public about the fact that they want to work with you now. They have changed their strategy as a political party. They're very willing to work with the ANC, and they also very publicly told us some of the things that they wanted. The ANC, of course, as you know, held a press briefing in Gauteng, held a press briefing today, and the ANC was saying the decision about asking Al Jamaa's Thabelo Gomanda to step down is not necessarily based on what Herman Mashaba's Action SA had requested. This was always something that you, as a political party, had come to the conclusion actioning, because there were things that you felt needed to be changed in municipalities.
Yes, indeed. I think the resignation of Kabelo Gomanda had nothing to do with the Action SA. Look, quite unfortunately, or coincidentally, Action SA made those demands, but there have been the conversation, as I have indicated, the conversation started as early as last year. And I think we're from the premise that the mayorship of Al Jamaa have always been of a temporary basis. And when conditions are conducive, we knew that we were going to take the mayorship. In fact, as early as when we were in the election, we knew just after the election, we will have to enter the conversation of the issues of the mayorship. And from the GNU conversation and from a perspective of the statement of intent by the ANC, have given us an added advantage to accelerate those talks, to make sure that we finalize the issue of reconfiguring government of the city of Johannesburg very speedily. Those that came in as there was now a loud noise about Kabelo resigning. We knew. In fact, let me be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
We engaged with IFP as early as last year.
Okay.
In January, they agreed that they are going to join the GNU.
Mm-hmm.
But we wait for the election. They already started on the dotted line by January.
Mm-hmm.
But we said, let's wait for the elections. Then after the elections, we'll then be to accelerate those talks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why where we are sitting in the African National Congress, the decision of Kabelo resigning got nothing to do with ANC for that matter. It has been a prolonged process that has been behind the scenes as trying to stabilize a government in the city of Johannesburg, because we knew that when after the national elections, the political dynamic will change, and that change we will then give the ANC a better leverage over negotiating with the coalition partner, because you must know that the minority mayor, both in Ekurhuleni and city of Johannesburg, was from a condition was put forward by the coalition fighters, which we knew at that time that once the elections, the national elections are over, that condition will drastically change.
Yeah, and so look, I'm not asking you to defame Al Jamar's Mr. Hendricks, but I just want to understand, you know, if you've been speaking for this long, and you obviously came to this as a, I suppose, as an agreement, right? Why do you think there was this media, I suppose, the kind of comms that didn't sound like it was coherent?
Look, in a bargaining, you aim high to fall somewhere, and it was just a simple bargaining tool. We always knew that the president of Al Jamar talks, even though at some point we felt they were compromising. But I think in any negotiation, if we have been in the level of bargaining council, when you bargain for a salary increase, you will say we want 25%, knowing very well that, in fact, you deserve 15%. And if you get 18, you have scored. I think that's what Al Jamar was doing. Was creating an impression that the condition was not, they were hostile to the negotiation, and they have never been. They have agreed several times. Look, even some of us in the organization, at some point we're becoming impatient with the assurance of the president of Al Jamar.
Mm.
But those that have been negotiating before, both the PEC and some leaders of the ANC at national, told us that no, these are the reasons. People will hold their lives and seems like they are hostile to a particular idea, only to find that they are not. They are trying to then either bargain better or they want a safe passage.
Mm.
And that, I think it came from that angle. It was not in any way, but some of us, probably because of, we have not been in this space for some time, we were even very impatient with the tolerance of the president of Al Jamar.
Okay. Discussions with the ANC, I beg your pardon, with the DA, you know, this is a reconfiguration of the city of Johannesburg, and I'm sure others will follow. But are you at least attempting to bring them in, and what are those discussions like?
Look, we've attempted to engage the Democratic Alliance at our level, at local level.
Yes.
And they told us that such negotiations are handled by the federal chair of the DA, which is LNZ.
So let me see if I understand, just so if I can just interrupt so that I can follow. You're saying you at your level, at a local level, when you engage with the DA at a local level, they are telling you that decisions made at local level are still taken by their federal council at national level?
No. They said negotiations of coalition negotiations are handled by their federal chair. And they don't even also have a mandate from their FedEx to engage with us.
So, just maybe if I can just, I'm sorry to just budge in. I just want to be sure that I understand. What did I say that was different to what you were saying?
Okay. No, no, no.
I thought it's exactly the same thing. Am I misunderstanding something?
No, 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 no. Look, I wanted to put it in a way that at least
okay.
It does not put us like okay. we are in any way.
No, we're not bad mouthing them. I just wanted to just make sure that I understand. So you're saying their response is that they still go to the federal chair to have these conversations before they can come back to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And they at that time they don't have the mandate.
Yes.
To engage us with that conversation.
I see.
And obviously we then engage other political parties. Mm. In fact, the Freedom Plus engaged us. They reached out to us. We had a meeting with them, and we had a follow-up meeting, and then they were told to hold the talks. They will come back to us.
Okay.
The door is open for us with them. And actually, we are in conversation with them. As I indicated yesterday, we are almost finalizing
the agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the agreement with them.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we are engaging everyone. The ANC in Johannesburg is coming from... Look, we are mirroring what is happening at national level, which is the government of national unity, where everyone has been invited to stabilize government. In fact, the statement of intent stipulates that because we have not get an absolute majority, it means that the electorate have given us a mandate to work with one another.
Is this going to be the plan for other metros in Gauteng? Reconfiguring, you spoke Gauteng ANC today spoke about reconfiguring the metros. Are you going to be doing the same in Tshwane as well as in Ekurhuleni?
Look, that conversation, yes, it will happen. I think Joburg will be the first one.
Yes.
In fact, if you have been listening to the ANC president when he was closing the NEC, mm-hmm. he spoke about strengthening the local government.
Yeah.
Yes, and he even emphasized with key priority Johannesburg.
Yes.
They will start with Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And we are implementing the resolution of the NEC by making sure that we are reconfiguring Johannesburg in the best possible way to stabilize it. It is not necessarily for a best deal to get the mayorship, but also to stabilize it. And this is the message that came out of the NEC of the ANC. And we know for sure that other metros will follow suit. Not only the metros in Gauteng for that matter, but all other metros across the country. In fact, the president state of the nation address emphasize the point of local government, even highlight the nature of Etchebune. But the point that I was making is that the NEC have, with key focus, the focus now is local government. The focus now is making sure that people get savings delivery.
Yeah.
The focus now in Johannesburg, it means that we must revitalize the economy of Johannesburg, more especially the economy within the inner city of Johannesburg.
I want to split the government and the ANC slightly when it comes to this issue. And there is the issue of governance that the president spoke to. Yes, I understand it came from NEC resolutions, but I understand he was also talking about service delivery and so on. But am I wrong in saying that in terms of politically what the ANC wants to do, Tshwane and Mogale City may be those priority metros too after Johannesburg?
You may not wrong to us to assume that given the NEC its outcome and the president's address, you may not be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the chief is going to, with aggression, is going to focus on local government and also not especially the metros. Mm-hmm. The ANC, in fact, in the NEC have made a diagnosis that we have lost serious vote in the metros and as a result of poor service delivery, as a result of instability in those metros, and the ANC is going to focus in those metros. And the key focus is that the ANC will be able then to reconfigure a government in all those metros.
Action SA, Action SA publicly told us the things, some of the things, and I'm not assuming that's all, some of the things that they would like to negotiate on. We spoke about the mayor, and you're saying, well, anyway, you are going to be reviewing the position of the mayor anyway, even before Action SA said anything. Action SA also spoke about surcharge. There was a statement by the city saying, look, we can't do anything now, and Action SA said they understand that. Were there any other sticking issues? It's taking a long time for you to finalize your agreement with Action SA.
Okay. Yes, the Action SA, look, the issue of Carlin Law, they put it forward, the issue of surcharge, the issue of the speaker, and the issues of chairs of chairs.
Yes.
Those are some of the demands that Action SA put forward. There are numerous other demands that they put forward, but I think this becomes the most important one. And also, the discussion with SNSA is in progress. They said they are willing to support us on electing the mayor of the ANC, which is incredibly overcrit. But they have put this forth. And therefore, we had difficulties on the surcharge, and we said we cannot scrap it.
Yes. Because
their demand was scrapping it.
Yes.
We then said we can relook at it.
Mm-hmm.
We can intervene there in the budget adjustment.
Following budget, yeah.
Yes, because that is the first one. Second one on the issue of chairs.
But if I understand it, they accepted that and they're willing to work with that, right?
Look, they have accepted that. The two issues of the speaker of council and the chairs of chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the difficulty there is that the ANCs joined the political management council, joined the coalition led by the ANC. The SNSA wants the leadership of council, but they don't want to join the political management council.
Yeah.
They want to vote with us on issue by issue.
Yes.
And our difficulty is that you cannot. You need to be part of the coalition. You need to then, at the level of the political management of management council, we then have to then deal with issues there. If there are disputes, the dispute resolution mechanism is at that level. That's some of the conversation. In principle, we're not different. We're just saying, join us at a full-time basis, and we'll be able then to give you a demand, and you have joined us on a temporary basis. That is some of the things that you need to iron out with them. That's why we have always said we're 95% done with them. In fact, that's where we are with them. We should be, by Friday, we'll have concluded the deal with HMSA. But in fact, I think we have a final meeting. We must meet them. We have met them on Sunday. We have met the minority block. Yesterday, we have met the regional executive committee of the ANC. And then now we're going back and giving them a feedback. And we think that meeting should be a final meeting.
In the minority block discussions, what were the sentiments around Action SA's request to take the speaker role as well as chair of chairs?
No, look, the minority raised their issue. And I think they tried to highlight where we come from with them. And you must understand that minority bloc, as we had it, we've been with them from 2016. After we lost the metro in 2016 with Comrade Pakistan, we were with the minority bloc in the opposition benches. And the DA tried to invite them, but they stick with us up until we then regained power in 2019 under Comrade Jeff Makubo, and his soul rest in peace. And they've been with us. When we lost in 2021 with Mpomo Yarani, and when Popala came in, they went to the opposition bench with us. And they tried to say, comrades, this is the way how far we're traveling with you. And now, on all this negotiation, bear in mind the journey that we have traveled. And we've taken that into consideration. I don't think it was much about HMAZ, it was much about them per se and their relationship with us. They didn't raise much about HMAZ, but they emphasized much about us and them. And as we move forward, and then there are new players, the IST is in, the HMAZ is in, they are saying, look, we feel we must not be marginalized when big players come in and neglect us. And we have overemphasized that, no, we will die where they die. In terms of coalition politics, We are assured them that we are still with them, even though there will be new players and new faces in the coalition.
Well, I mean, if from what you're saying, Action SA does then decide to come on as a full partner, then you are going to probably marginalize others and then prioritize Action SA.
I think let's not use the word marginalized.
That's their word. That's how they see it, right? Isn't that how the minority bloc sees it?
That's why we use the word reconfiguration. Mm. It means others will gain, others will lose, but the same team will remain. Meaning the same team will remain with additions of players, but with some position, like for example, Al Jamaa have already lost the position of mayorship, and others will lose the position within the executive. And including now, the Patriotic Alliance have already lost one MMC. Well, now that will happen. And remember, Patriotic Alliance is not part of the minority bloc.
Mm, yes,
the point we are making is that we have made that proposal to the minority. Mm. They accepted it in principle. I think they understand where we come from, and they understand that for stability, for an accelerated service delivery in the future of Johannesburg, for revitalization of the economy in the inner city, there should be some sacrifices and some compromise.
Is it too difficult for the ANC to compromise on this one for Action SA? At least for the speaker role?
Not necessarily. It will be then depending on T's and C's.
Mm.
A matter of T's and C's. Terms and conditions.
Mm.
Maybe that will be better. We not that much difficult, but we should be able then to be in the same, be singing from the same hymn book with Action SA, and then I think we should be able then to pass that and move forward.
ANC spokesperson in Johannesburg, thank you so much for your time, Masilo Srekele. Just clarifying, you know, how the arrangements and agreements took them this far, where we see the resignation of Kabelo Komanda today, and obviously there will be council on Friday. We'll obviously see an appointment of a new mayor, as well as hopefully maybe a speaker and so on. So Action SA obviously is looking at this just as closely as we are, because they have requested a few things. We're going to be speaking to Action SA just after this. Well, thank you so much for staying with us. You heard our conversation with the ANC in Johannesburg. This is on the back of the resignation of Kabelo Komanda, who is now the former mayor of Johannesburg. Lots of things happening in the background there. We will then obviously know who the mayor of Johannesburg is on Friday when council sits. The ANC has already put forward Tata Morero as their candidate. What we do want to know is how Herman Mashaba's Action SA is going to react to all of this. We have on the line with us Action SA's Funzi Ngubeni, who is a caucus leader in Gauteng. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngubeni, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to Vumka.
I appreciate you listening into that conversation with the ANC earlier on. How close are you to an agreement with the ANC?
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say the leadership has spoken. I think the interview with the ANC gentleman was exactly how we understand things to be happening. And we want to really thank them for being open and frank with us, and for managing these difficult conversations with their partner.
Mm.
We can, from outside, we can understand that it will be difficult, considering that they've been working with them for that long, and you know. So we have respected that space and given them that opportunity. And the conversation is still ongoing, as he correctly says, and hopefully we can conclude them by before Friday.
Given how much, as Action SA, you have moved from your political position, is it a consideration, some of the things that they're asking for in particular, that you formally join this coalition arrangement?
Yeah, look, we discussed it on Sunday, and I think we just need to finalize a few things, but we are not opposed to that in principle. I think it makes sense that we get in with two feet and assist the city to really be turned around. I think, you know, there's no time to waste. You know, time is actually against us. and we need to join hands and you know, use our experience. Some of us have served in the city before, including our president, and we've got some experience and that we can share with those that will be in the executive, and some programs that we've run in the past that, you know, if they can be resuscitated, we think it will benefit the residents of Johannesburg. I mean, I'm looking at, for example, reclaiming the inner city.
Yes.
You know, cleaning up the city itself. I mean, the president, when he was the mayor, introduced other sort of things. And he was working with the private sector that was coming on board, and citizens, you know, NGOs, everyone was joining and attempting to really, you know, clean the city. And I think at that time we didn't have the support of the province. If we work with the ANC and we get support from the province with the new MEC that has been appointed for environment, and we also bring in even the national government to assist us, I think we can turn around Johannesburg. You know, it's broken, yes, but what is broken by man can be fixed by man. So we are committed. We want to see this happen. So it won't be a difficult conversation. We should be able to complete it with no problem.
So obviously, you've also mentioned the fact that the president also spoke about prioritizing local government, fixing local government. The ANC says, of course, Johannesburg is a priority. In your discussions with the ANC, are you discussing only Johannesburg?
No, Kamala, I remember when I was doing a speech in the legislature recently, responding to the premier's budget. I did mention that we are ready to work with them on fixing municipalities in Gauteng, and we are saying this really with a full appreciation that whatever plans that we have at the national level, at the provincial level, if municipalities are dysfunctional, nothing is going to work. So we need to fix municipalities so that we can be able to make progress at provincial and at national level. So we are not only talking about Johannesburg, we're talking about all the other municipalities in Gauteng, including those where we do not even have representation.
Yeah.
I mean, in a municipality like Mfuleni.
Yeah.
We have a strong view that something needs to happen there. If it's not dissolved, it must. We must have an intervention that is really meaningful, that is genuine, that is going to help the administration that was put in Mfuleni. Really, it was a gimmick. It was really not intended to turn around Mfuleni, but to loot it further. And we are of the view that we need to go back there and do something about it. So we're talking about Ekurhuleni, we're talking about Tshwane as well, and Mogale City and others. So we really want to do this and do this properly, you know, for the interest of our people in Gauteng.
When are you likely to conclude your discussions? Because Friday is D-Day. We are all waiting to see who will be taking the seat of Speaker and obviously the Mayor. We have a sense of who the Mayor will be, but when are your discussions with the ANC likely to end?
Yeah, we hope tomorrow, by close of business tomorrow, so that we can be able to align and get our caucus to be ready to participate and participate fully on Friday.
Wish you all the best. I really appreciate you giving us your time. Funtse Ngubane is Action SA caucus leader in Gauteng, so you have it. They are closer, in my sense, to each other than they are apart. And I think this is really quite welcome in the city of Johannesburg. Need more collaboration than fights. And so we'll obviously keep an eye on the story and looking forward to what this may look like in the end for the city of Johannesburg. We obviously wanting to get a reaction from everybody on the back of the resignation of Mayor Kabelo Komanda, who resigned earlier on today. So we've invited also DA caucus leader in the city of Johannesburg, Belinda Ekazonjoku, is on the line with us. So thank you so much, MMC, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to the listeners.
Councillor, your reaction to the resignation of Mayor Komanda?
Well, we're not surprised that he has resigned, obviously, with all the protests, the concerns that was raised by all political parties and civil society and residents, and the service delivery also going down, and also the urban decay that we have seen in the city. We are not surprised because he has been absent anyway. So we are really not surprised. What just concerned us is that he put a very long-winded resignation without giving an effective date, which he left with the speaker, which means he still wants his VIP protection until Friday.
I didn't think of that. So obviously you had your eyes on that. You've been concerned about that for a while. So yeah. They're all saying that they would like to find everybody in this arrangement. They would like to see something that mirrors the government of national unity at national level, at local level. Are you considering coming into this arrangement as a partner, as a collaborator, or do you want to remain as the opposition?
No one has spoken to the DA. I'm not aware of any talks that has happened. And also, remember, with the DA, we have a coalition negotiations team that was appointed by our federal leader, John Steenhuisen. So if there's any discussions that would have happened, it would have happened at our national level, and we, obviously we would be consulted in between. I'm not aware of any discussions that has happened at this stage.
Oh, okay. So early on we had spoken to the ANC. They gave us the impression that they had attempted to speak to you. As far as you're aware, no discussions have been taking place.
Yeah, no discussions have been taking place, and also we are only have we've received the notice of the mayor this after the election of the new mayor this afternoon, quite late. So we will be also be having a caucus meeting tomorrow to obviously discuss some of these and also the approach on Friday.
Are you then, as your own DA caucus, speaking to your national federal leaders about what's possibly going to happen?
Yes, we have spoken this afternoon. That's why we have spoken quite a bit to both our provincial and federal leadership. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we are having our caucus meeting tomorrow, where a lot of some of these discussions will be ventilated.
Okay. In other words, there is talks amongst yourselves. Are you open to having those talks then extend to the opposition currently?
Remember, as I just said to you, Pamela, that we have a team that deals with it. One of the one of our approaches in the DA is if you are involved in a particular government, generally it is outsiders, the upper structure that deals with the discussions that concern that government, to avoid a conflict of interest where you start negotiating for yourself.
Yeah, yes. I understand. So this is not something that you'd be privy to because you wouldn't be part of those meetings and negotiations?
No, we wouldn't be part of the meeting, but there will be discussions among ourselves as structures, as they are having those discussions. That has not happened. I am not aware of any.
Okay. The ANC has put forward a name, Dada Morero, as somebody that they're going to put forward. Would you consider supporting that name?
Remember, as the caucus leader, we always lead with we lead a group of people. Mm-hmm. So that is why we called an urgent caucus meeting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And all of these, the approach, the support, what will be done, basically our whole approach on Friday will be discussed in the very, very urgent caucus meeting that we've called for tomorrow evening.
Got you. So everything is still hanging because you are having that urgent meeting tomorrow.
Correct, correct. Right. You know, I lead a group of people of 71 councillors, and these, I don't make decisions on my own without discussing with them. Mm-hmm. And that is why that urgent caucus have been called, and also with some input from our national and provincial leaders as well.
Is your national and provincial leadership also discussing other metros?
No, not that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of any discussions. Remember, if you're in Joburg, we generally concern ourselves with Johannesburg. So I wouldn't be aware of any other discussions, if any other discussions are happening. I've not been made aware of any discussions concerning any other metros were happening with our national leadership or provincial leadership, for that matter.
Appreciate your time. DA caucus leader in the city of Johannesburg, Belinda Ekozonjoku, who has said they're not surprised by the resignation of the mayor, Kabelo Komanda. And obviously, they are going to have their own meeting, and they will then come up with a strategy in how they're going to conduct themselves in council this coming Friday.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.